In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
Most people with children or grandchildren are groaning under the cost of paying their college tuition. The cost has risen out of all proportion to other costs and far faster than inflation. Defense spending has risen only 47%, while higher education has risen 133%. The liberal answer to this is to demand that Congress vote more money for tuition subsidies and college loans. But more government spending does not help. The more taxpayers' money Congress pours into the colleges, the more the colleges raise tuition, in the belief they can just sock it to the taxpayers. The students are not any better off, but the colleges get richer so they can brag about their endowment. Secretary of Education Margaret Spellings recently set up a National Commission on the Future of Education. Her report promises more subsidies to colleges and threatens more regulations. It promotes national standards plus compliance with a test administered to every student in the country. Accrediting agencies would be tightly regulated. The report justifies itself on the ground that literacy, math, and science scores are low and college costs too high. Of course, that's all true. But it isn't clear the scores would be any higher or tuition prices would be any lower if the Department of Education were calling the shots. Senator Chuck Schumer has introduced a bill called the Make College Affordable Act. It calls for pouring even more taxpayers' dollars into college tuition. A more appropriate title for his bill would be the Make College More Expensive Act. If Schumer were really serious about college affordability, he'd be cutting federal handouts, thus forcing colleges to do a better job of controlling costs. Tuition costs were reasonable before the government got into the funding business. As long as the government is pouring money into colleges, tuition prices are bound to rise.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Students, next time you're online, check out eagleforum.org and discover that there are other students like you who don't bow to the politically correct left-wing agenda on their campus. Hear about rallies, resources, and the annual Eagle Forum Collegians Summit in Washington. Log on to eagleforum.org. Then join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 14. 426 Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426 Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says, sacred cows make the best hamburger, Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Not only is it Derry Brownfield here, but we have our good friend and colleague, G.B. Oliver III.
And man, we're having a great time, aren't we?
Yeah. Now, you know, a jillion people have asked me, what does G.B. stand for? And all I ever heard was good bourbon.
That'll work.
Would you say your grandfather's name was G.B. Oliver.
Mm-hmm.
Your dad's name was G.B. Oliver.
Mm-hmm.
Your name is G.B. Oliver.
Mm-hmm.
You have a son named G.B. Oliver.
We do.
And a grandson named G.B. Oliver.
We find something we can spell, we stay with it. No periods behind that either.
Well, at Sanford, you know, he always put period behind his name.
No, no period behind mine.
Really?
No.
Well, see, looky here. I put it right on there. No period.
You did good.
But sometimes I forget.
It doesn't really matter.
You don't want to miss a period.
People, no, you don't.
Let's move along here. We're going to leave the office in a few minutes, if we survive this hour. And we will be in Chillicothe tonight at the Grand River Inn Restaurant. And we're going to... We have several other guests that are going to come up, including Ray Cuneo. Good show. And then tomorrow night, evening, we will be at the Lamoni, Iowa Sale Barn. Another fun thing. So you want to be sure, make one of those two meetings. And then on Monday night, we will be at the Montauk County Fairgrounds at California, Missouri. And we're going to have a banquet there. And now, Beth didn't tell me to do this today, but I'm going to do it again. She said, now, I need to know by yesterday, but I'm sure it'll still work today. We need to know how many people are going to be there. And we got in a big argument about this. I said, it doesn't make any difference. Tell them to put a box of steaks in a cooler. And if there's 50 steaks extra, who cares? They're not thawed out. And if more people come than what's... Yes, but we got to have the goodies. I said, you don't need goodies when you've got steak. So there's not enough beans and nobody wants beans and slaw anyway.
No.
You, if more people come, you thaw out that many more steaks, throw it on the grill. You know, if you run out of steaks, it's a bum deal. You can run out of those beans. Nobody cares. But anyway, give Beth a call. Give Beth a call.
If there are too many, I'll sacrifice my beans, Beth.
Yeah, don't put beans or slaw on our plates. We'll just eat the steak, and that'll be two more that...
We'll rough it. Can you read lips?
No, I can't.
No, but I'll tell you what she said.
What'd she say?
She said, she ain't serving you. She kind of said it like that.
She hasn't been nice to me for 13 years. Why should she start tomorrow night, Monday night? Anyway, give her a call. Can't do it now because she's in studio, but... When the program's over, you can give her a call. Tell her you need 10 more tickets or something. 573-893-8255. Now, let's get down to business. Yesterday, we talked about the banking industry and all those foreclosures, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And it was called a meltdown or something. I can't remember how it was. But how the banking structure, you might give us a quick little rundown on that because I wanted to bring something up here today.
The banking structure.
Yeah, what happened, you know? What we talked about yesterday. You don't remember.
The mortgages.
The mortgages and how this is more, you know, just like I said, Neil Cavuto says, oh, it's just 3% of all the mortgages. And you say no.
This is a domino deal. This is a domino deal. And I guess the thing that I would tell you is that nobody has come forward and told the truth as to exactly what there is. They're all concerned about their stock values and all those kind of things. And so what you're seeing is, I think you're seeing, and I could be proven wrong somewhere in the middle of next year, but you're seeing these people cover up as much as this is. Nobody ever wants to look at reality. And the deal was is that any prudent banker would know on the front end that when – you're cheating them on the credit. You're cheating them on the apps. You're cheating them on the...
What's apps?
The application.
Okay.
The financial statements and everything. You're cheating them on the appraised value of that property. Sooner or later, all those chickens come home to roost. But they were making so much fee income and property values were escalating and everything. And it's just like you've seen again and again and again in the history of the banking business. Never going to be another bad day, but there always is. And so what you see right now is they're out there shoveling and covering that stuff up as best they can. But it's all going to come above ground.
Now, this is kind of interesting. They have a subprime hotline. We didn't know this yesterday. Bank of America is shutting $12 billion cash fund. And I had to ask Jeff what shutting meant. He looked it up because, you know, they switch these words around.
Of course.
It means to close or obstruct or exclude. Bank of America said on December the 10th, what's today, the 12th. 13th. Bank of America said on the 12th that it's shutting a $12 billion money market fund. Does that mean anything to you?
Sure.
Tell us what that means.
Money market fund is if I'm understanding what that's correct, if what I'm understanding is correct about that, that is a fund that you can invest in or buy in, almost like a mutual.
Okay.
And they're shutting that down.
Now, here's the thing that scares me. And halting cash withdrawals.
I don't know. I don't know how you can do that.
Let me read it again. San Francisco. Bank of America said Monday that it is shutting a $12 billion money market fund and halting cash withdrawals after losses from complex investments tied to the mortgage crisis.
Mm-mm. I couldn't tell you what that means.
All right, now let's say I've got money in a money market fund. That mean I can't write checks on it?
Well, that's what they're telling you there.
That's what this is saying.
It appears that those money market accounts are tied to some kind of an investment in the mortgage industry, is what I would read it.
Okay, big investors that want to redeem are being paid in kind, which means they get their share of the fund's assets put into a separately managed account. That takes it out of your right pocket and puts it in your left pocket.
I don't understand the meaning of that.
Okay. Well, you're supposed to know.
Doesn't sound very good, though, does it?
Been a banker for 26 years. You ought to understand this stuff. Let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. Our number, 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
And we have returned. We want to change the subject just very quickly here. I have a little more information, but on the topic we were talking about. But we have some lady, Betty, I believe her name is, from GB's hometown in Alamogordo, New Mexico. And she knows what GB stands for. Betty, hi.
Hi.
Hey, it's good to hear from you.
Oh, Betty, I'm so glad it's you.
Oh, well, you may not when I tell what your name is. Now, I'll tell you what I've heard, and I've pestered Johnny Long many years to get your name.
He'll lie to you.
Oh, well, I don't know. He told me it was Gerber Baby. Is that right?
But that'd be Gerber Baby.
Yeah, Gerber Baby.
They didn't have Gerber Babies when his grandfather was born, so that can't be.
Well, I don't know, but that's what Johnny told me, and he's perfect. He wouldn't lie.
That's my little brother.
I know perfect. Your little brother pretty yeah. good. Betty, I think you're hanging with the wrong crowd.
You think so?
You've been led astray.
Well, I don't know. I've been running around a lot of Olivers lately.
Well, I think good bourbon would come near being part of that deal than the Gerber Baby. But.
Well, that might be right.
But you know, Betty, out of all the things that people have guessed, I'm so glad you came on this show, and I'm so glad that you said Gerber Baby.
Yeah. Well, I'm
relieved.
Yeah. You know how I trust Johnny, and now I trust him. It's Gerber Baby to me.
Well, that works for me.
I'll bet he was a cute little old kid, don't you imagine?
Oh, yeah. Dippy has always been a little doll, and so has Johnny.
Now, Johnny, I go along with, but I don't know about GB.
Oh, yeah, he's always been handsome.
Okay.
I just want to wish you all a happy Christmas, Mary, and especially Beth, and tell her to keep those emails coming to me.
She'll do it. She keeps the whole show on the road.
Okay, honey, and bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, thanks for the call. Let's go back to... Let's go back to this, and we're not going to hang up on it today. We spent the whole day yesterday. But I think the world, in particular America, The American people. You go to Europe, and I haven't been, but we get calls and we get emails from these people. And they know more about what's happening here than we do. And I wish I had some of those emails, but they say, hey, look, we pray for America all the time because, hey, what happens over there is going to happen over here. This is a global thing. It's not just a local thing. And by local, I'm meaning USA. It's a global thing. Now, here's another deal. Here's another deal. And I think it's just a window dressing thing. But it starts out a hotline for a program that aims to help about 1.2 million subprime borrowers receive 45,000 calls in 3 days. Well, gee whiz, that 5 minutes went in a hurry. Just because you're...
Got off on that name deal.
Yeah, just because your ancestors couldn't spell. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number, 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It is a very busy time of the year, but I'm asking you to make a special effort to attend just one more meeting. It's our meeting. It's on Monday night, December the 17th, starting at 6 p.m. at the Centennial Hall at the Montauk County Fairgrounds in California, Missouri. To make it extra special, we're going to have some of our friends that you've heard on the show time and time again. My good friend G.B. Oliver will be there. He's Executive Vice President from Paragon Foundation. Ray Cuneo from the Citizens for Private Property Rights are going to be on the program, but it doesn't stop there. We're going to have an outstanding steak dinner, and we're going to have a lot of fun. Tickets are $20 each, and you can buy them now by calling Beth at 573-893-8255. That's 573-893-8255, or just tell us you're coming. We'll hold your tickets at the door. I'm calling it the Freedom is Common Sense meeting. Be there on December the 17th. And we're back. Jimmy, what I started to say here, and we've got a lot of time now. That got rid of that commercial in a hurry. Okay. She keeps handing me these little things. Looks like Bank America's called. But anyway, a hotline for a program that aims to help these 1.2 million subprime borrowers receive 45,000 calls in 3 days. And like I said, this is a Bush deal, as far as I'm concerned. It doesn't mean anything. I'll bet they're not helping anybody, but they might. I don't know. I'm a little bit, you know, partial in some of this stuff. But anyway, Bush and Henry Paulson. Now, Henry Paulson is the Treasury Secretary. They have a counseling center now to help. I'm serious now. Don't lie. This is serious stuff. To help curb foreclosures. Now, see, I got foreclosure letters. I know what they're like.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the 80s, farm credit, I got those nasty letters.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't Valentine's.
They weren't.
But nobody offered to help. I could have called the president in the White House and said, hey, you know, I need a counseling session here. But anyway, the plan would freeze interest rates on certain subprime loans before scheduled jumps in monetary payments. In other words, you're not going to be able to bounce it up. What are they getting? Just a couple percent to start with, weren't they?
Well, in some cases, we saw some of those mortgages that were 1%. And I guarantee you the borrower barely qualified at 1%. It was scheduled in 3 to 5 years to go up to 5 or 6%. Now, what would make you think that all of a sudden his cash flow was going to increase enough to be paying a mortgage at 5% when he can't pay it at 1?
Well, like you asked me that yesterday. I said the lottery.
Well,
anyway, they have this foreclosure prevention counseling. They've got to call their lenders to see if they qualify for the loan modification program. And if you know, you can call this if you want to, 1-888-995-HOPE. And that ain't Bob Hope they're talking about.
Maybe that's Hope, Arkansas. Maybe that's where it's set up.
What could be?
We've been there.
Been there and done that. Okay, now I'm going to write this on because somebody's going to call and ask Beth or Jeff or somebody. It's 1-888-995-HOPE on mortgage, whatever that happens to be. Okay, that's enough. Now, what else you... Oh, we've got telephone callers here. Let's go to Chillicothe, Missouri. Chris, hi, you're on the air, Chris.
Hi, Derry. I talked to you yesterday.
Okay.
And... what's really going on here is this isn't a subprime event. It's a derivative event, and they're using the subprime to cover it up. There's $300 trillion worth of derivatives they have on their books, and they're valued at zero. And they're going through this process, and they're saying it's a mortgage event when it's really not.
Okay. Does that make sense to you, GB?
No, I'm not understanding that.
All right, I have an article in one of the Chronicles, and Beth probably got the information clipped to the original somewhere as to what that... I know what you're talking about, Chris, but I don't know how to explain it. If I had that article, but we don't have time to look it up now.
No, it's complicated.
It's complicated. But they have invested in these derivatives, and in many instances... they have more invested in derivatives than their whole portfolio is worth, if I remember right.
Yeah, many times.
Good night.
You know what derivatives are? Okay. You know,
they're put or option calls, basically.
Okay.
And one more thing, Derry. I've heard you. I've been listening to you a long time. I think you need to do more work on the Council on Foreign Relations because these are the people that are behind this. And if you're not a member, you can't run for president.
Well, it's been that way, hasn't it?
Yeah, but we need to flush these people out.
Hey, appreciate the call, Chris. Let's go to Joe. Hi, Joe. Joe dropped. Beth wrote this little thing, Joe, Bank America. Was he from the Bank America? Okay, well, if Joe dropped, he's gone. Okay, now we're going to change the subject totally. So that takes care of derivatives and the mortgage meltdown. And you're out there, GB, in New Mexico. And some of those people out in that part of the country are kind of wishy. They're afraid of the big bad wolf.
Oh, the real wolf.
The real wolf.
Absolutely.
A pack of Anchorage. Now, this is in Alaska. A pack of Anchorage wolves has killed 2 dogs and attacked 3 others in the past 2 weeks. While their owners were walking them. Now, can you imagine taking old Mugs for a walk and a pack of wolves just jump on her and eat her up with you standing right there?
You bet.
What if they were walking their little 3-year-old kid?
Same thing. Let me tell you, the wolf is one of the most efficient killers there is on land. The wolf, in fact, is about what a shark is in water. And let me tell you something interesting. I just went to one of their wolf meetings that they had down there where they tell you that the wolf isn't all the things that we know the wolf is. And in that, though, it was telling you when and when you could not defend yourself and use deadly force. And right there on their chart, it says that our regulations say that you can't harass or kill that wolf while he's killing your pet. Now, if he's on you, that's a little different deal. They're going to give you a little bit of leeway there. But if he's killing your old pet, you just got to stand by.
Poor old Shep.
Poor old Shep. Don't go there.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll be back. Our number, 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special bred cow, cow-calf pair, bred heifer, and bull sale, along with the regular Thursday sale. Now, that's Thursday, December the 20th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. About 400 head have been consigned for the cow sale, which will sell ahead of the regular auction cattle. The sale will start at 12:30, and the cows and bred heifers will be first to sell. Early consignments include 40 head of black and black baldy 36-year-old March calvers, 65 head of black and black baldy Charlet cross cows bred to Angus bulls to calve in February, and a 40-head string of nice young cows with calves by their sides. Here's 35 head of longhorn cows bred to red Angus and Charlet bulls. They'll calve in March. Several offerings of Charlet cows, some with calves on the ground, several 1,100-pound black heifers bred to Angus bulls to calve in March. Now, that is for the special cow and bred heifer sale coming up this Thursday. That's Thursday, December the 20th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices rebounded above $800 an ounce Wednesday on bargain hunting, $93 oil prices, and dollar weakness. Gold closed in New York up $1.60 to $813.20 an ounce. Silver fell 3 cents to $14.43. The gold price will surge to a record high of $900 an ounce, driven by weaker dollar and economic turmoil in 2008, while surpluses in the metal will narrow by 97 tons. More at SwissAmerica.com. $800 gold should be telling you many things. First, inflation is 2 to 3 times higher than reported. Second, the Fed will sacrifice the dollar to fight a recession. Third, gold prices, having already tripled since 2001, must nearly triple again to exceed their 1980 high. Swiss America has compressed 25 years into a 25-minute Gold 101 DVD kit that's free. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-289-2646.
In these days and times, money is hard to come by, and so is real news. My monthly newsletter is only $24.95, but I know there are times when that's a lot of money. If you've wanted to subscribe but have hesitated because of the cost, I want to make you an offer. Send me a request for a free sample, and Beth will send you free our most recent month's issue just for your personal review. You know that I'm not politically correct, and the news you'll read in the Common Sense Chronicle you will not read in your local newspaper or here on your national news networks. It's important to keep informed. There is much news to tell. So, no more excuses. Try my monthly newsletter now. We'll send you the most current issue that we do have on hand. Take a free peek at the Common Sense Chronicle by requesting your free issue today. Just send us your name and address for a free sample, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, and a man who says, the truth is hate to those who hate the truth, and that's the truth, Derry Brownfield.
And we're back. You know, GB, talking about this wolf thing, and you went to one of their wolf meetings. I did, too. I went to the very first one on this Southwestern wolf release program for the Red Wolf, and where did I go? What's the big town right under Phoenix? If you're on the highway and drive.
Tucson.
Tucson. I went to Tucson to this very first meeting. And I thought there would be people there in opposition. I thought that place would be full of ranchers carrying 30-06s. I thought, and there wasn't anybody there.
That's right.
But the fish and wildlife people and the greeny weenies that think they're fuzzy little playpens.
That's exactly right.
Where were the ranchers? Why didn't they show up with
Well, in the meeting that I went to there in Alamogordo, they were there, and they're in force, and it was a huge meeting. But they don't interact with you. You just go around from table to table and look at their little charts
and
their little pictures.
And
they don't want any kind of interaction, and that's the way they're going to inform you. I walked up to the little girl on one of the charts. It was telling you that if you were attacked, you had the right to defend yourself. And but if you remember, I said that if your pet was attacked, that you had to just kind of stand by and let that happen. And so I walked up to the little girl, and I said, really, can you tell me what statute that comes out of to where I have to watch them stand there and kill my dog? And she said, well, it's our regulation. I said, not regulation I'm interested in. I said, you have to comply with regulation. I got to comply with statute. Can you tell me what statute that comes out of? And she said, no, I really can't. And I said, well, one thing I know for a fact, unless you can show me a statute, I can defend my old dog. While you belong to, you work for the Fish and Wildlife, you'll just have to stand by and watch your dog get eaten because those regs apply to you, not me.
What did she say?
Oh, just stood there and looked at me. Little college kid. That was out of college.
See, where did that idiot come from?
Where did that redneck come from?
That's right. You know, they tell us that they're, let me just real quick here. This is stuff that's just happened recently. The pack known as the Elmendorf, I guess that's the way it is, Elmendorf pack, because it frequents the Elmendorf base, is made up of one black wolf and five gray wolves, according to military wildlife agents. Now, what's a military doing with wildlife agents?
I have no idea.
The pack of wolves near Fairbanks, Alaska, has killed three dogs in recent weeks. Wolf attacks on dogs seem to increase in winter when there's little or no snow. Biologists say that moose are harder for wolves to kill when there's little snow because they get bogged down in the snow. Then up to 130 wolves in Montana, up to 130 of them could be shot next year in Montana as part of a first-time wolf hunting season put forth by Montana's Wolf Management Advisory Council. 130 wolves could be killed in Montana, half of which probably would be shot for preying on livestock. Don't mention dogs, just livestock. Scientists try to figure out how many wolves the landscape and inhabitants of Montana can tolerate.
Let me tell you, down there in the Gila, with their wolf release program, they have pretty much eliminated all the cattle out of the Gila now. I mean, those that are there are looking to sell. They've eliminated them. And what happened was in the Gila, where they turned those things loose, the elk and deer population, they're not bound by any kind of fence or anything. They've all moved up towards Gallup. And so they have huge numbers of elk and up in the Gallup area where they've had very few elk. There's no elk left in the Gila. What they're doing is just living off the cattle. And they're breaking those people.
That's
right
exactly what they wanted to do.
Absolutely. That's what that was for.
You know, it's scriptural. I should have brought that scripture in here with me. I've used it over the years before. But God says that if you don't, and you know, he gives the do's and the don'ts, and how we will be blessed coming in and blessed going out if we do these things. Mm-hmm. But if we don't, one of the curses is, I shall release the wild animals among you. They shall eat your children, and your road shall be desolate. And
not in Otero County. We're going to have no part of this down there where I live. I can assure you of that.
Well, they haven't come got your guns yet. That's the deal. Now, I have a file here. Tell us, first of all, why they say, and I saw this just again the other day, that wolves have never, ever killed a human in North America.
Never been a documented is a key word, never been a documented wolf attack in the North American continent. Now, last I knew, they had lost three of their own employees have been killed by wolves. And there's the Lewis and Clark Annuals were absolutely full of wolf attacks. When they got over in the Rocky Mountains, they had all kinds of problems with them. Anywhere there's wolves, you've got human attacks. And so when the governor put me on that little task force to look at studying this before they brought the wolves into New Mexico, we asked them about that. We said, you've lost your own personnel, and how can you say there's never been a documented wolf attack? And they said, by our definition, there's never been a documented wolf attack. And we said, well, what is your definition? And it was a three-prong criteria that you had to meet to be a documented wolf attack. The first thing was that there had to be an autopsy done on the wolf, and it must be determined that the wolf is not sick or old. Well, that eliminated all of history. You know, the Lewis Clark angle, that did away with all those attacks right there. But the most important one is the wolf could never have been held in captivity or been in the close proximity of a human.
Well, they're all in close proximities of humans.
Well, he's going to bite you. So that means that the wolf has to use a mortar to get you. because he can't bite you unless he's in a close proximity. And the other criteria, which was kind of an interesting, is that you must die. And that eliminated a little boy out of Minnesota where the wolves got him down and ate his spleen and they had to, lost most of his liver and everything. That eliminated, you got to die. So there's three criteria to meet the Fish and Wildlife's attack definition.
Okay. Now here, I have this file. Woman escapes after wolf pounces. Wildlife biologist Mark McNay said the wolf was most likely habituated to humans. Now, I'm not going to read all the article, but it shows a picture of this lady sitting here with her leg all torn off. Not off. She still has a leg. But the thing about tore her leg off, all right? Excellent story on wolves. I didn't outline this. This is where Close Encounter raises concern about wolves, but this is a long story, and I didn't mark it up, so I can't go right to the goody part of it. But I remember the article. This fella was hunting lions, and he has these lion hounds, which, I mean, this is his livelihood. And the wolves tore these dogs up, just literally put him out of business, ate up his dogs. Okay, then this one is on early wolf encounters, and it tells about down in, it goes on to your Lewis and Clark encounter things. Mm-hmm. Okay, then fact, no human being has ever been killed by a wolf anywhere. Broadcast that, somebody sent me. And then it goes, then here's what I used when I broadcast it. Okay. Wolves usually eat only meat that are classified as carnivorous. They're natural. Okay. John James Audubon, of whom the Audubon Society is named, reports an attack involving two black men traveling through part of Kentucky near the Ohio border in the winter. The two men were carrying axes. You know why they were carrying axes?
Protect themselves.
But why weren't they carrying guns?
I guess a black man couldn't carry a gun.
Yeah, that's right. Black people were not allowed to have a gun.
Mm-hmm.
So they're putting us in that same thing. Hey, goes around comes around.
Exactly.
Okay, they were carrying axes because they knew there was wolves out there. And I'll bet you they knew how to use those axes.
I bet they did too.
And I'll bet you those axes were sharp, all right? Okay. The two men were carrying axes when they were viciously attacked by a pack of wolves. One man was severely wounded, one man was killed, and it goes on and tells the one that was severely wounded climbed a tree. I'm not going to read the whole story. So he survived the night. When they came back, there wasn't even just a few little parcels of bones left of the other one. They just cleaned him, okay? George Bird Grinnell verified an attack. Northwestern Colorado, an 18-year-old girl went out in the dark to bring in some milk cows. She saw a gray wolf on the hill, and she went to the cow. She shouted at the wolf to scare it away. It did not move. She threw stones at it. The animal snarled and attacked her. When she threw the stones, the wolf grabbed the girl by the shoulder, threw her to the ground, and bit her severely on the arms and legs. She screamed. Her brother, who nearby, was armed with a gun. In 1942, and I've got pages of this stuff.
Not a documented wolf attack. They didn't do an autopsy to determine if those wolves weren't old or sick. They're out. I'm sorry. Those are the rules. That's the way the United States government circles a lie. And did you know the interesting thing is all of these things they're going to tell you at one of these wolf meetings that this wolf's going to do in the wild, the United States government sent biologists out to eradicate that wolf, and they were looking for the cleanest, most efficient way to eliminate the wolf. And so there was a book that they wrote, Mammals of the Southwest, where they documented exactly what those wolves did. They opened those wolves up, looked at the stomach contents of those wolves out there in the West and everything, looking for the most efficient way to eliminate them. And all of that document is there, and the Fish and Wildlife will not accept one word of that. And the environmentalists then go around all the libraries and steal that book out of them, and libraries will tell you that they don't replace the book anymore because they can't keep it in there. That's the way we play.
We'll go back to the excuse me. We'll go back to the telephones right after these messages.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
And we have returned. Let's go back to the telephones. Ed, hi, you attended a Wolf conference, right?
Hello, Derry.
Yes, sir.
I'll see you on Monday. I'm going to come and give you two guys a hard time.
Hey, listen. Don't feel alone about that. We're pretty well calloused.
Okay. Earlier you were talking about that protection of the large investors.
Uh-huh.
The problem is you guys didn't read Animal Farm.
And I did.
Statements, some are more equal than others.
I read Animal Farm. Very good book.
By the way, I attended a Predator seminar in Texas several years ago. In fact, I stopped at Roswell on the way. And Annette bought T-shirts, and we wore the T-shirts and drove people crazy because it showed aliens that were glowing in the dark. But at this Texas Department of Conservation seminar in San Angelo, I was amazed. I went there thinking that I was going to have to fight against these guys, and it turned out they were against the wolves, coyotes, and mountain lions. And they talked about what really happens.
Okay, here's the difference. You were at a meeting where you had a state conservation group.
That's right.
You see, in Missouri, they realize, too, that as much as I disagree with the Missouri Conservation Department, they know that you have to have hunters, you have to do certain things, and they understand that, hey, if they turn wolves loose, that's going to eliminate the deer hunting, the whole bit, because they're eventually going to get rid of all of the wildlife, particularly out west where there's elk.
Well, in the last year, I have attended 3 courses that the Department of Conservation has run in Missouri. And when you get to talk to the individual people, they think that the departmental attitudes are wrong, but they are afraid to say so out and out.
That's because the departmental attitudes come from people that came out of the city. They're greeny-weenies to start with, and they don't understand a thing about what goes on in the rural areas.
A lot of these greeny-weenies are former communists, particularly in Germany and places like that, and they're socialists. And I know of some of them that work in different organizations that I knew were communists, because I taught at a place where there were communists, and the one person is now one of the, actually speaks on NPR sometimes.
Okay, hey, Ed, thanks for the call. We have a whole gobbin, a bunch of folks want to get to us. Let's go to, was it Bill in Texas talking about wolves overseas? I believe it was. Hey, Bill, hi, you're on the air.
How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, there was a gentleman a while back talking about, he was like one of the big wolf experts, how the wolves in parts of the Soviet Union and Europe have learned that the people don't have guns anymore, or basically that they're safe, and they kill a lot of people in the Soviet Union and Europe.
Okay, hey, I hear music. We're going to have to take the... Is that the final break of the hour, or one more? Yes, it is, the final break of the hour. Boy, time flies when GB comes to town. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
I've told you many times on this program, I have to understand how anybody can get along with that one. So, I've designed a very special pocket knife that I think will make a great gift. You can give it to your friends for Christmas or whatever. But it's a special because it has the Derry Brownfield Show logo on one side, and on the other side, Happy Trails. It's stainless steel. It's a good-looking knife. Fully operational with just about a 2-inch blade. It's perfect for all the chores a pocket knife is expected to do. So, it will look pretty on your counter or your display case, or you can carry it in your pocket, but please don't take it on an airplane. Either way, they make great gifts. We'll put them in your mailbox for $40 a piece. Just send $40 check, cash, or money order to the Derry Brownfield Show, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Actions speak louder than words, and if you want this country to wake up like I do, we have to all do our part. And that's why I'm asking you to join the Paragon Foundation. The one thing that will help more than anything else is your financial support. So by joining the Paragon Foundation, then they can do what they do best, and that's protect your property rights. Here's Executive Director G.B. Oliver.
There has been such an increase in our membership and the people that are calling in here and utilizing this foundation, and that part's exciting. The other side of that deal is the kind of pressure that puts on a guy's infrastructure here, because I'm not in a position to go out and hire a lot of staff and those kind of things, but it limits you as to what you can do.
Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org. We're in the home stretch here, GB. We got to get this show on the road because we're going to be in Chillicothe in just a few short hours. And as we mentioned, we will also be in Lamoni, Iowa. Tomorrow night, That's up on the, right on the line, the Missouri-Iowa line. Got a good story to tell about that.
Okay.
But we'll have to tell it up there.
You can do it on the way?
No, I'm going to tell it up there.
Okay.
And then we have Monday evening, we will be at the Monitor County Fairgrounds in California, Missouri. And Beth has been in charge of all of this, and Ray Cuneo is going to be there, and we're going to have a good time and eat a lot of steak. Might not have enough beans, but by gosh, you guys in the cattle business, bring a box of those steaks extra. It won't hurt them. Put them in a freezer, put them in a cooler, and then if we need more steaks, we'll have them. Don't worry about the beans and the slaw and the carrots and all that stuff. That's not necessary. All right. Now, GB, we're back on the wolf deal. And in Otero, I want to say Ontario. Hey, tell me.
Otero.
Otero. I got off on the wrong track there. Otero County, New Mexico, you said there'd never be wolves there.
I guarantee you, no wolves.
All right. Now, why are you any different than any other county?
Because I've got county commissioners and a sheriff down there that have taken an oath to protect the safety and the well-being and the property of the citizens in Otero County, and they know exactly what that means. And so they came in and they passed an ordinance that said no large carnivorous predators are going to be turned loose in this county. And if they are, it becomes the job of the sheriff, and he can deputize all of us, and we will eliminate that predator.
All right, now, Fish and Wildlife's going to come in, and they're going to throw you down and handcuff you and say, you killed one of our little fuzzy-wuzzy buzzy.
They don't have enough handcuffs. There's too many of us there. And we understand what our rights are, and we understand what that oath is those county commissioners took, and they understand it, and they're to protect the safety and the well-being. I'll guarantee you none of those Fish and Wildlife guys put their hand on the Bible and swore to protect our safety and our well-being. It's those people's responsibility, and they understand that. And that's why they passed an ordinance in there. We may come back with a people's initiative and make it law within that county. And I guarantee you, if these county commissioners and the people would hold those county commissioners to what they swore to do, you could eliminate all this problem. Federal government has no jurisdiction or right to come in there and turn those loose. They do that because your elected officials won't stand up. And when they do stand up, you can't find anywhere where they've ever challenged them in a courtroom and won. So they don't challenge. They walk off shaking their head and say, no, we'll turn them loose if we want to. And then they'll do it to us just what they did on that World Heritage Site, and they'll say, well, you know what, if y'all are too stupid to recognize the benefits, well, we're just not going to turn them loose on you then. How's that? That's the way they play. That's a battle, Gary, that they don't want to get into. And if they want to get into it, we're good with it.
What are you going to tell us tonight? And because we don't want to blow your cover, but what are you going to talk about tonight?
Well, here's my plan. You and I are going to get to sit in a truck for 2 hours, and I thought you'd tell me what to say when I got there, and then I'll be ready.
If it's slick, I don't think the roads are bad up there at all, because they're not here, and I think they should have them cleared off. But if it's very slick, we're not going to have time to talk, because you're going to be holding on to the. That little hand grip thing that's over the door.
You bet. I'm ready. We'll get there. We'll be fine.
That's right.
And we're going to have a good time. I can tell you that.
People ask me all the time, what are you going to talk about? I say, I don't know. I'm not there yet. You know? And we'll probably be on the program last, and we'll hear some other folks and what they have to say, and that'll give us time. It's always best to be last.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still kind of upset about you putting me on the program first down in Alamogordo that time.
Well, you had to get it started off on the right foot. And by golly, that did it.
No, it doesn't, because...
But I'll never make that mistake again.
You get it started off on the right foot by having a happy hour first.
Ah, well, there you go.
Jeff's telling us that we're just about out of time. Again, be sure and give Beth a call concerning the Montotaw County Fair Program. And that number is
1-888-573-893-8255.
A voice from above.
Now, here's one I can do. May the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
About the clouds and